Hello and welcome to Health Runnings, a program of the Ministry of Health. For the past few months, the Zika virus has been the topic on the minds of most Jamaicans. It is now here, and so we have to be extra vigilant to prevent mosquito breeding and therefore the spread of the virus. In this week's program, we will look at some of the things you can do to play your part. I'm Stephanie Shaw Smith. One of the ways that can prevent mosquito breeding is to consistently keep your surroundings clean. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Delahaye recently led the start of what is expected to be a national cleanup effort. The effort began in Reed's Pen in Portmore and Rivoli in Spanish Town, all in St. Catherine, on February 20, 2016.
So Operation Mosquito Search and Destroy is aimed at motivating the public to get all Jamaicans involved in the cleanup effort, specifically destroying the breeding sites of the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which would be in and around the home. So what's required is for each person to look in and around their home. So what we've done is come out of our offices and launching this National Cleanup Day, starting in St. Catherine, and then we'll move to other high index areas where the amount of mosquitoes is a little higher than we would want it to be.
That was Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Delahaye. The national cleanup effort is a part of the overall strategy to reduce mosquito breeding generally, and therefore the spread of mosquito-borne illnesses such as dengue, chikungunya, and Zika. There are several other things that can be done to prevent mosquito breeding. Destroy mosquito breeding sites by looking for anything around the home, school, churches, and business places that may collect water, and either cover it, keep it dry, or dispose of it. Repair leaking pipes and outdoor faucets. Cut the grass short and trim shrubbery. Clear roof gutters and eaves to prevent water from settling, and fill in and drain any low places in the yard, such as areas where there are usually puddles when it rains. The Aedes aegypti mosquito only needs a small drop of water to flourish, and so we should also look for those unusual places where water can settle, such as the dish drainer, areas in your washroom, and even the toilet for persons who may travel and leave it open for an extended period.
Yes, man. I saw the place we look clean all the time. Me just wish there saw Mr. Keith would have keep fee in place. All them heap a whole sin thing them have thrown down. See how the rainwater se clean of them? Are them things they breed mosquito. Me I go tell him self make we help him clean up.
You really are going to do that, Cherry?
Of course.
You have time.
You think so? The mosquito them are going to hunger might be Sakita and left with coffee we had clean? All are we at risk of mosquito disease, like chikungunya and dengue, and the new one, we name Zika. So we better prevent mosquito breeding.
True. What we call him?
Mr. Kit! Mosquito prevention is everybody's business. Protect yourself from Zika. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free. A message from the Ministry of Health.
Always remember, you have the power to reduce the spread of the Zika virus and other mosquito-borne diseases, so play your part. And that's the end of this week's program. Join us again next week. Send your questions or feedback to mohprja@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, it's your health, you're in charge. Get healthy, stay healthy, be healthy. I'm Stephanie Shaw Smith.